the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, thanks for checking in live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard. Coming up, we do have a Monday night football game we'll touch on. Now the Seahawks laying 6.5 this morning at Circa. In the previous segment, before the end of the hour, we were talking about the opening numbers for week number 13 in the NFL, some of the other games that we did not get to. We talked about this. The Cleveland-Tennessee game, I think that should be flexed out to Sunday night. I hope they do that. I would love to see both those teams get that primetime matchup. Right now, before they play tonight, the Seahawks, boy, what a schedule they get here. If they can win this game tonight, that was a huge loss by the Rams yesterday.
Yes.
Because after this game, they get the Giants, the Jets, and football team.
Wasn't that strange? I know what we think of Goff. They couldn't move the ball for three quarters.
And all the turnovers right away.
Yeah. And that's what got them back in the game. The Rams.
Yep.
Samuel was terrific.
He was great.
But the guys winning games with Mullins. I mean,
that was the biggest need yesterday here.
That was another big game. I mean, looks like the 49ers are going to win that game. And then Mullins was that Sunday night game against Philly.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. Just nothing but respected guys on San Francisco here at Circa.
Yep. The Rams are playing at Arizona. How big is this game? So the look-ahead number had the Cardinals -1.
Oh, this is a huge game.
That's flipped. The Rams are now 2.5. Total is 49.
Yep.
I like the Rams.
Do you?
I like the Rams in the game.
Well, it's a huge game for Murray. Murray has to deliver. 17 points against the Patriots, unacceptable. The short yardage.
Totally agree. That defense.
The goal line stand by New England. The short yardage, the third and one. And get a new kicker, too, Kingsbury. Try out new kickers.
Yeah.
You can't count on Gonzalez. You can't go to war with them.
Nope.
No way.
The look-ahead number for Philadelphia playing at Green Bay next week is Green Bay 6.5.
What?
Is that enough?
6.5?
That was my reaction.
Cool.
What if they get pounded tonight? That number is going to be closer to 10. It's off the board in many spots, but they opened it up last night, 6.5.
Wow. We'll see what happens. You're right. We will see from a quarterback standpoint. This guy's good for 2 turnovers a game.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. 6.5. Well, that's surprising.
If the Seahawks are 6.5 on the road right now, not that, home field means much this year in 2020, but if Seattle's 6.5 tonight, the Packers are 6.5 next week at home.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Big game. 2 seed. Trying to get the 2 seed, and then it's Giants, Jets, Washington, Rams, San Francisco here on out for Seattle.
Yeah.
Huge opportunity for them. And they got bailed out. They got a big Rams loss for them.
Yep.
And then Philly can't win this game tonight. What at Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona, Dallas, Washington.
Yep.
As Peter King wrote today, there's a good chance the NFC East leader is 4-8 going into week 14. Oh, my God. Man.
So how do you want to approach the player props tonight? Hurts was getting first team reps this week in practice for the first time. That report came out yesterday.
I like Metcalf over 69.5. Lockett 72.5. They're both 5.5 receptions. Won't Carson get 51 yards? Carson's got to get 51 yards.
Pretty good run defense. Well, it has been.
Well, to me, Wentz to throw an interception. Yes, $1.50. Come on. Leads the league in picks.
Recap all of the NFL and college coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Ohio State Buckeyes had their game at Illinois on Saturday canceled due to COVID-19 running through the Buckeyes program. Ohio State will need to play their final 2 games to even qualify for the Big Ten championship game. The Buckeyes, 22-point road favorites at Michigan State this week. Monday Night Football in the NFL, the Seahawks, 6.5-point road favorites at Philadelphia. Seahawks 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 against the Eagles, 48.5 the total at Lincoln Financial Field. College basketball, Texas laying 8 against Davidson, and the Maui Invitational being played in Asheville, North Carolina. It's Cyber Monday, and today, new VSiN subscribers save 25% on annual all-access membership, plus get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Get our new College Hoops Guide, daily best bets emails, point spread weekly, 24/7 video streaming, and pick up a VSiN t-shirt or hat for the holidays. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
to have you on board. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard here on a Monday morning, recapping what took place week 12 of the National Football League and also in college football. You know, we get the ratings show again tomorrow. College.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what they do with Ohio State at this point, right? Ohio State, where Cincinnati going to be again? Probably not much movement there, but looking ahead, how is that team, if a team can only play, like let's say they get one more game canceled, they can't play in the Big Ten title game, can they put that team into the playoff with five games?
You can't.
That's it?
You can't. Plus the Big Ten's so bad. Comparing a 5 or 6 win team to 11 or 12?
Well, I will say this.
I can't believe Chris Felica tweeted this. But he thinks Notre Dame's are in no matter what.
Oh, he's not the only one.
They get blown out?
Talk to humans about it.
He said to lock it up, they're in?
Talk to others here.
What if they get blown out?
Well, I think they said barring a 66-0 loss to Clemson in the ACC title game, they're in.
God.
They're in. And I'll tell you this.
They beat a depleted Clemson team, though, in the first meeting. What if Florida beats Alabama?
Then they're both in.
So that's the four teams?
Oh, yes.
And Ohio State's out?
I wish I could bet on that right now.
Oh, my God.
If I could bet on that exact scenario right now, I would do it. If Florida beats Alabama.
They'll take Florida, Alabama.
Those are the four.
Clemson and Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Then it's going
to
be.
Welcome to college football, where you're allowed to lose if you're in a certain conference.
Well, if that doesn't happen, let's say Alabama routes Florida and Clemson does absolutely annihilate Notre Dame to knock them down. And if Ohio State would still get in over Cincinnati, well, then we can probably say it's never going to happen, right? They will never, ever consider a team that's not Power 5 to go, because if a 5-win team would get in over a team that's 12-0 or 13-0.
Right. Breaking news. I think this is kind of cool. I know. The NFL just announced the Week 16 Saturday triple header. Remember, Week 15, we have two Saturday games as well.
What's the date on Week 16? Is that Christmas weekend?
I believe it's the week before. Oh, day after Christmas? I don't know. It might be. I don't have the date. You're right. Buccaneers-Lions, 49ers-Cardinals, which is a huge game now. Dolphins-Raiders, another big one. That's the Week 16 triple header. The schedule was so bad Week 15, they only went with two games on Saturday. It's Bills-Broncos and somebody.
I think is it Packers-Panthers or something like that?
That's the late game from Lambeau. There it is.
Okay, well, the back end of that triple header on that Saturday then is pretty damn good.
That is a good schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if that's Week 16, that's got to be December 26th. Has to be, right? Good day for sports books yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
God.
You saw all these numbers from various sports books, like 91% of the money, 92%, 95% of the money on a bunch of these favorites that didn't cover. A lot of them, like the Browns, the Dolphins, the Packers last night, they did cover. The Giants, even though those three teams didn't cover, they did win some money line parlays, teasers, team, you know, public people that were betting those teams, they cashed. But overall, a good day for sports books. I feel like we've been saying that now for like 3 weeks in a row.
Wow, ridiculous what happened. At William Hill, 98% of the bets were on the Giants. And at a Bet Rivers, was this, you know, same cast of characters with what they were betting and a points bet. All the money, Arizona, Raiders, Browns, Giants, no good. They even bet in the Vikings too, and they didn't cover. I'm going to say it didn't go well, though, in college. Clemson covers, Alabama covers. There was money on LSU in the late game.
Mike Palm told us
I don't think that,
the entire sports book had LSU here on Saturday night.
Right. Georgia covered. I don't think it went well in college for him.
Do you think if Kirby Smart could have that one back? JT Daniels?
I don't know what these guys are watching.
They're a different team now.
Yeah, I don't know. That was an interesting Sunday, though, in the NFL. Between the Broncos debacle, what that offense looked like, where the game was 5, then 6 off the board, 13.5, close, 17, never had to sweat it.
Mm-hmm.
The total comes in, too. The Broncos were lucky to get the field goal. The Raiders' performance, come on. Can't trust them. Can't trust Carr. Gruden kicks a field goal down 20 points inside the 5 in the third quarter. 5 turnovers. The Browns game, fantastic. with the finish, although the officials blew it, fourth and inches. They have the first down. Glennon and takes them down. They don't get the two. They hang on. The finish of the Cincinnati game, Allen Blake takes them down the field in the backdoor cover. Then they get the ball back. You think they're? I mean, they're at midfield.
Yeah.
And then he fumbles.
Can I ask you, by the way, what Matt Rhule was doing?
I don't understand that. Kicks a field goal from the three, goes up six. Minnesota goes right down the field, and then he tries the 54-yarder, and Sly wasn't even close.
Why would you?
Teddy Bridgewater said they panicked
when they kicked the field goal.
Just down the stretch, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are. I mean, it's 21-10 Panthers. They are in total control. They get the back-to-back plays in like an 8-second span, defensive touchdowns, and then that happens. I don't understand. I mean, you're going to, with that much time on the clock, you go up by six with the field goal. It's baffling to me. The Gruden thing is an all-timer. You're down 23-3, and you say to yourself, let's get the special from like the 5-yard line.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Trot out there. Let's kick a field goal to make it a 17-point game.
Like, you're on the sideline. You're watching the whole game. What do you think you're going to do here? What does that do? You're still down 17 late in the third quarter. You can't stop them. What? I mean, I don't know. Maybe Narduzzi was worse. Second quarter, down 38-0. He kicks from the three.
What? Yeah. But it's baffling to cut it from 20-17. Where is the logic in that?
You made a three-score game.
Exactly right.
And you don't have one all the time. I can't believe they just got routed like that. 43-6. What happened? Well, the Kansas City hangover. They're probably going to miss the playoffs now.
I would think so.
Now you should be. You're going to beat the Jets Sunday, but you have Miami at home and you have the Colts at home. You go to Denver. You should win that game. They didn't belong on the same field with you out here.
Depends on what happens with the Ravens down the stretch. All the COVID issues there. They've been struggling anyway. The drop off, what it's going to be like from Lamar to RG3.
Well, that's true. You wonder now if one of these playoff spots will be decided by COVID. If there'll be one of these big games in December, and not that a Denver situation will happen, but you could get a Baltimore situation or an outbreak, and that was weird. They move it twice for Baltimore. Mm-hmm. They kept moving it for Tennessee when they had their outbreak. Also, Steelers involved. And here it's like, sorry. Go out, you're losing a wide receiver at quarterback.
Sure.
Sorry, guys.
Cam Newton comes down with it, or they thought he did, on the flight to Kansas City, so they pushed that to a Monday night. The Raiders had it, like, twice, and before the game against the Buccaneers, rather than making that like a Monday. That was a Sunday night game, by the way.
That's right.
It's another one.
Yeah.
They said, no, go out and play 4 hours earlier.
Yeah. Mike Mayoff's wife even tweeted about it. She wasn't happy. I mean, wait a second.
I think it's his daughter.
Oh, it's a daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to be careful.
No.
But that's right. She's like, what's going on here? You come after us and you do you penalize us and you're just whatever the Ravens want. Sure. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to stick it to the Ravens when this is, I know what happened at that charity function, but still you have already taken action against the strength and conditioning coach who was showing symptoms, said nothing, wouldn't wear a mask and wasn't wearing his tracking device.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what?
He checked all the boxes.
Yes, he did. Oh, it's his madness.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And then speaking of madness, then you had the Anthony Lynn. It's unfortunate, but we have to come in here every Monday and talk. I was speechless. I was speechless. And I also have the Bills. I had the Bills in pocket, and I gave out on the show, too. It's 4th and 27. It's 4th and 27. Herbert drops back. He just throws it up for grabs, and they come down with it in like quadruple. It's like the Hopkins catch on the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And they come down with it with such up first and goal.
Boy, the Bills are bad at covering the Hail Mary.
But they're down 10. So you need two scores. And then they're out of timeouts, and they run the ball, and they don't get in. And they're just looking around. What do I do? Oh, no. Can you believe this? And the look on his face. He got the stupid visor. And then he sends out Bagley. And then he brings him back. And then he puts Herbert back out there. And then they try a quarterback sneak. And that's it.
When they were in pass protection. When the offensive line was not in run-blocking mode. Oh,
and the Bills are just trying to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
They had turnover. The Bills wouldn't put him away.
Yep.
They're driving. Turnover. And the Bills still cover. And just to watch that, it's like you got the long pass. You take one shot at the end zone. If it's not there, you kick the field goal. You try the onside. That's how you do it.
Yep.
And he runs the ball without any timeouts.
Runs the ball.
And the look, it's like, what happened? I don't understand.
Again, so like, bad. Like, okay, so we'll play this for you then. This is after the game yesterday. This is a good back and forth, but it kind of gives you an idea here. Lynn kind of clueless, too, doesn't have a really good answer. But a reporter and Anthony Lynn going at it after the game, and the reporter kept pressing him on the end of the game.
Hey, Anthony, late in the fourth quarter, at the end of the game, after you completed that Hail Mary to Tyron Johnson, you guys just ran the ball with 25 seconds.
That was completely miscommunication now, completely. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, with no timeouts, no time. 16 seconds, I think, on the clock. Yeah, that was completely miscommunication.
So was that your call? Was that Shane's call? When you say miscommunication?
You know what? I'm just going to leave it at that and just say that was miscommunication.
Okay. At the end of the first half, you opted not to use your timeouts earlier in that drive when you completed some passes inbounds. What was the thinking there behind not using your timeouts there?
I'm not sure. Before the half?
Yeah, at the end of the half. And then you ended up using your timeout before you punted. But previous, you know,
I used the timeout before we punted because I was actually going to go for it right there, you know. And I thought it was a little closer, but it was a full fourth and two. I didn't like the defense they came out in. I changed my mind and punted, you know. And no sense in taking all three timeouts to the locker room. So I burnt that timeout. I called it before he get ready to call the play.
But Austin was tackled inbounds, and you let 15 seconds tick off the clock before you took the timeout. Why not take the timeout earlier there to save time?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
I'm not sure that what you're saying. Yeah, so.
See, he has no answers because the end of the first half, if you go back and watch it again, like they were in position. They're at the 48-yard line. They're in position to actually throw another Hail Mary down into the end zone, and maybe something crazy happens again. At the 48-yard line, by the way, Herbert cannot absolutely get it to the end zone. Okay, that's in play. And instead, they call a timeout. They wait 15 seconds, they call a timeout, and then he decides to punt the ball away. The guy, it's every single week. He has no concept.
Well, remember the Tampa Bay game.
Of course.
They're at their own five. He doesn't take a knee. They run. They fumble.
Mm-hmm.
They're up 17. That's Tampa Bay right back in the game.
Sure. It's 20.
There's 50 seconds left. Where are you going?
Right. It's 24-7 under a minute first half in that game.
They're
on the road.
Their own 10.
And you're up 17 points. And he says, no, let's run the football instead.
So right there, he didn't want to throw Steichen under the bus, I guess. But again, how do you have miscommunication there?
Right.
You're the head coach, though.
Well, how does.
How is there miscommunication?
Right. And by the way,
they ran the ball without any timeouts.
This will tell you this is bad culture, right? Even when that play call comes in, somebody in the huddle has to say, and Herbert is a rookie, but they have to be like, wait a sec. There's a veteran on the team that's like, wait, what? We're going to run the ball? Clock is ticking. We have no timeouts here. We're down by 10. We can't possibly run the ball. No. Like they got to say, Herbert, like you got to audible out of this. Spike it. Throw it in the corner to Allen, whatever.
I wanted him to kick the field goal with 3 seconds left. Then they would have put it on 7. No time for the onside.
No, that
would have been Anthony.
I thought that was a real possibility for a second.
Because
yeah.
He brought him out, and then he sent the kicker back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he's going to do this.
Yep.
He's going to kick the field goal, and they want it. The clock will expire
yep.
when it goes through the uprights. But so, that's maybe for next Christmas for me.
So I had the over in the game. I bet it twice. I bet it over 52.5 last week. The number came down. I took Nigel's advice, right? Don't be a moron. Put more on it. I bet it again at 51. So for people who had the over in the game, right, even if they went for it there, scored a touchdown and make it 27-24, at best it's going to be a push. At best it's going to be a push. Thank God for in-play wagering in the fourth quarter when it was a turnover festival. I said, I got to bail on this bet. And it was still 54.5 at one point, and I took the under to get out of my bets because just like it was.
Well, the turnovers, Buffalo was driving too.
Yeah, and it was one right after another.
God.
So I don't know. I guess.
What a day.
If you're on the Chargers in that game, contest, straight bets, whatever, do you have a right to complain today?
No, because it's 4th and 27.
Yeah, I don't think you do either.
No way. That's why it's not a. Yeah.
And here's the deal. Even after the completed Hail Mary, the play automatically should have been kicked a field goal.
That's right.
And you're still not going to be covering at that point.
What a day. I, the penalty on Simmons against Cam Newton decides the game. I cannot believe they called that a catch with Parker in the Miami. If you didn't see it, I don't know what. You have to see what they called a catch in the Miami game where he never had the ball. At no point did he have the ball. And it with replay catch. What Gruden did, it's astonishing. And then the blown call in the Cleveland game, where it's you look at the measurement on fourth and inches, they have the first down, and the referee, not you're short, first down the other way, giving it to Jacksonville. And it's just, you see the tweets, like, what is he looking at?
Yep.
Where's Steratore with the index card?
And the roughing the passer on JPP against Mahomes.
Yeah.
I thought that
another good call.
I mean, that's you got to throw the you got to make that call, but it's terrible.
You like to place your bets before the game? Bet Rivers is a spot for you. Use the mobile app on game day. 250 different ways to bet Monday night. Great props as always. Wentz is $1.50 to throw a pick. 30% less big on sides and totals. That's more money in your pocket. Great customer service. Only one time playthrough at Bet Rivers. Your hometown book must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, along with Paulie Howard. Up next, Pitty Greenstein is going to join the program with PointsBet. We will get into how many ways you can bet the Monday night game at their shop and the results overall from the weekend, how good it was. We'll talk to him coming up.
Bogdanovich from William Hill coming up, but it's our every Monday we talk to Teddy Greenstein with PointsBet, and a lot to go over here. My God, I'll tell you something we haven't talked about yet, but we got into with you on Friday. Let's talk about the golf, which I think I missed one here. It happens at the end of the day, and Barkley played well.
He did,
but you have to eliminate it. They were plus money. It's still a professional golfer against a current NBA player and a former NFL player.
Exactly. Mitch and Paulie, I totally whiffed on that one, and it was apparent after about three holes.
Right.
Because, look, it's kind of the Aaron Rodgers against the Bears betting rule. You never bet against Aaron Rodgers when he's playing against the Bears, and you don't bet against Phil Mickelson on his home course. He knows every inch of that place. And then they had the Chuck tees, so he's, you know, so Barkley is hitting 5-iron from, like, you know, 360. So the on the holes where, you know, where Phil maybe sprays one, Barkley was okay. And you know what? Chuck is pretty decent within 150 yards. So the Chuck Mickelson team was like plus 130 or 140. They were the underdogs going in, and it was clear early on that that was the play.
That was over early. Absolutely. You're right about that. The book, you must have crushed it at PointsBet with however everyone bet Arizona, the Raiders, right, the Browns, the Giants, the Vikings, and everyone was betting these overs too. The Raider game, the Charger game, the Rams game, the Saints game, and they all went under.
Yeah, you know, the books did well on the Patriots, the Jags, and the Raiders. It was very interesting in terms of that Chiefs-Bucks game. You know, you would assume that the books wanted the Chiefs to cover the 3.5. Because they were the favorite, and it's Mahomes, obviously. But as it turned out, we took a lot of late money on Brady, plus 3.5. So that one did not turn out so well. The interesting one, too, the Broncos debacle. I mean, you would have thought the books got absolutely crushed on that with money coming in on the Saints. But for some reason, a lot of people were betting the over, which clearly did not hit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Some good and bad from the weekend in terms of points betting. One guy went to town on Derrick Henry. So one of our points betting options is we do these multipliers. So with Derrick Henry, you multiply the rushing yards by the touchdown. That was 178 times 3, which equals 534. His over was 109.
Oh.
So 534 minus 109 was your stake. So we had a guy who very wisely maxed out it. He did a max win-loss at $300. For his $1. So that's a pretty good $1 bet when you get to 300. So for tonight with the Seahawks and Eagles, I'm looking at DK Metcalf. His number there is 85. So obviously if he catches two touchdowns with 70 yards, that's 140 and you get 65 times your stake.
Wow. So do you offer this for like every player in a game? Because the Tyreek Hill numbers yesterday would have been just, it would snap your rap probably.
Right, exactly. We offer it on maybe four guys per side.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, I don't know if we offer it on Carson Wentz. I don't know if that number can go low enough.
Yeah, right, yeah. Tell us any boosters tonight, and also tell us about Monday night, because this is, you got something interesting here on Seattle, because 90% on Arizona, 81% on the Cardinals, 89% on the Giants. We know how that went, and they're doing the same thing with Seattle.
Yeah, so much money has flooded on the Seahawks, and yet that line is held firm at 6.5. I mean, that's so tempting for the public, and I don't blame them at all. We have 211 ways to bet the game at PointsBet. I kind of like the consistency, the numbers in this. Miles Sanders and Chris Carson to combine for 125 rushing yards at minus 125. So our traders had a little fun with that one. And we've got one booster, Russell Wilson, to record three total touchdowns and the Seahawks to win. That one has boosted guys from plus 120 to plus 150. So if you like Seattle going big tonight, scoring a bunch of points, 1.5 times on your money, not too bad.
Very good. Do you have anything on Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Oof. No. What's going on with Jalen Hurts? Is he taking over that job?
Well, I mean, we found out on Sunday that he's getting first team reps. So it's difficult to, you know, kind of get any idea of what's going to happen tonight with this playing time and how many snaps he might get.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, he had such an interesting college career, and you guys know I cover the college game so closely. I mean, Nick Saban loves him because he is viewed as like the total team player. Obviously he was the man, and then he gave way to Tua and he hung in there and stayed and helped out and then did some interesting things at Oklahoma. So he's such a compelling figure for those of us who cover the college game closely.
Thanks, Teddy. Yep. We'll talk to you Friday. Good job.
Awesome, guys. Have a great day.
Teddy Greenstein, senior editor at PointsBet.
Let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. We have an email where you can get in touch with us. Mailbag is always open. It's ftm@vsin.com, ftm4, follow the money, @vsin.com. Paulie will run down the line moves and the bad beats from the weekend in Win Some, Lose Some, coming up next. Holiday shopping weekend, including today for Cyber Monday. Perfect time to sign up for VSIN. New subscribers get 25% off the regular price of annual all-access memberships, plus a $30 credit to the VSIN store. Subscribe today, and you'll get our brand-new college basketball betting guide, which is overflowing with everything you need for the season, our daily best bets emails, Point Spread Weekly, 24/7 video streaming, and the chance to pick up a stylish new VSIN T-shirt, mug, or hat for the holidays. Don't miss this deal. Huge annual savings plus a $30 credit to use on great VSIN gear. Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe. Here we go. It's time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Let's rumble. Bad beats or a tough push. Chiefs lane 3 or 3.5, led by 17 in the fourth quarter. I mean, they're blowing them out. You got Mahomes. They stopped scoring.
Yeah.
And the late touchdown by Tampa, 27-24. Vikings, Panthers under 50. How about 10-3 at the half and you lose? How does that sit? That game exploded.
Yeah, no business going over.
No. Raiders, Falcons, over. 43 points out of Atlanta. You can't cash. Oklahoma State lane 11, up 19 with 5. I mean, this was just all hell broke loose here late. I mean, a fumble on a kickoff, everything. I don't have enough time to explain what happened, but that was tough. A&M, 14, 15, 15 and a half. They're up 20 to nothing. They have first and goal twice and can't score. LSU scores with 40 seconds left, 20 to 7. This was brutal on Friday on the great turf. Eastern Michigan closed a 6.5-point dog. Central opened 4. It's 20-6 Eastern Michigan in the fourth quarter. They lost by 8. I mean, everything has to go wrong for the
Yep.
You're up 14, catching 6.5. You can't. College hoops. Friday, Iowa Lane, 27.5 against Southern. Southern scored. This is all 50 seconds. Layup. They get a stop. Fouled. Make a couple free throws. Iowa dribbles it out. They take the violation. 4, 3, 2, 1. Right before the buzzer, the kid shoots it from half court. Count it. And the look on the you got to see the look on the Iowa bench. Like they knew what would happen. The game falls 27. The kid shot it from half court, down 30. And
Yeah, banks it in after
half court.
By the way, again, the key here is after the dribble out.
Correct.
By the Hawkeyes.
Gentleman's agreement.
Yes.
No. Pepperdine plus 6.5. Lost by 9 in triple overtime against UCLA. You never want the dog in overtime. Exhibit example 102. Liverpool, $1.30. They allowed a PK in the 90th minute. It was a horrendous call as far as I'm concerned. Another brutal one. Yeah. How about Southampton plus a half? Led 2-0 at halftime.
Yep.
Got beat 3-2. How about Nigel? He gave out on his podcast Chelsea, Tottenham, 0-0, 14-1.
Is that right?
Yeah. Talked about it on his podcast.
Well, he also called last week on this show. He said City to win 2-0.
That's right.
Because
it's
5-0.
The Burnley, it doesn't belong in the same field as them.
Oh, God, no.
5-0?
It's a bloodbath every time they play.
5-0 in a game. Goal was disallowed. Bad for the book. Stanford 2.5 went off the favorite in the under 54-51. Beat Cal on a blocked extra point, 24-23. Iowa State, Texas under 58 down to 53. Civil War over, 59 up to 64. Central Michigan, 4 up to 6.5. UMass Liberty under 65 to 57. 45 rip. Wyoming, 14 up to 17. Routed UNLV. North Texas, San Antonio, under 73 to 67. 49-17. LSU under 64 down to, that's an in-play dream. I missed that one. 64 down to 60. 20 to 7. Rutgers, Purdue, over 56 up to 61. Good call, Chuck Edel. Kent State, Buffalo, over 64 up to 70. Buffalo got it themselves. Patterson, 8 touchdowns and 400 yards. Saints open 5, but up to 6. Off the board, reopened 13.5, close 17, 31-3. And the under was ice cream, too. 49ers, 7 down to 5. And the under, 46.5 to 44, 23-20. Titans over, 49 up to 51. One college basketball, big move. Syracuse, Bryant over 145 up to 154. 85-84, Syracuse.
Oh.
Win some. Oregon State, money line, 4-1. Rutgers, money line, plus 350. Likewise, East Carolina. That was like... was that 42-7 at one point?
It was 45-7 at halftime.
Yeah, SMU then, laying double.
By the way, SMU was only laying 7 in the second half.
Wow. Yeah, good observation. Ball State, 3-1 money line. UFC, Porter by decision, 8-1. By Abiza by submission, 9-1. Round 2, plus 550. Pierce, round 2, 14-1. Knockout, plus 650. Dos Santos, round 1, and by submission, 5-1. Manis by submission, plus 650. Round 2, 9-1. Mazzani. Potato, round 3, plus 1450. Lose some. You pointed this out, college hoops. Was it Friday? NC Wilmington, UNC Asheville, over. 149.5 to 164.5. Not even close.
Yeah. Look at that move. 15-point move. No chance.
I'll pick and choose here. We're short on time. Nevada from 2 up to 7. They House of Horrors it on Hawaii. They lost the game. K-State under 47 down to 44. Not even close. UMass from 43 down to 35, 45 rip. Scored 10 points on the season on offense.
Worst team in college football.
Maybe ever. Notre Dame, North Carolina over, 63 up to 70, 31-17. What a job by Notre Dame defensively in the second half. What a job.
What were you thinking, by the way? Because you were on the over. I was on the over 65.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I was chirping. Pat Forty said, first to 40 win. I said, how about 60?
Yeah.
I mean, it's 14-14 before you can blink.
Paul, the in-play total in the first quarter, I believe, was 86.5.
Yeah. Northwestern, 10.5 up to 14, under 44 down to 41. No good. Maryland from 14 down to 11. Miami, Akron over, 48 up to 55. Nope. Duke pick up to 3, routed by Ja Tech. Giants 4 up to 6.5. Chiefs, Bucks over, 53 up to 56.5. The Raiders from pick up to 3. How about this tweet? I love this tweet, number 164. Win some. Saints have won 17 of their last 20 road games.
Can you believe that?
You want to lay 3 at Atlanta? I mean, you scared? I can't believe that. And we love dogs. I really love Huskies. I've had a Husky before. I can't condone this behavior. He's stealing. Look at the poor guy. He steals his bowl. And he puts it right in his bowl.
He comes over top. He's very aggressive.
Yeah. Look at the poor guy.
He's a bully. Yeah.
He is a bully. I don't like that. Win some. Dr. P in Philly. We've met him before. He'll come out soon. Dr. P was dealt four aces and a kicker on $5 over the weekend. Dealt four aces and a kicker.
No, that's a good hand.
Good for you, Dr. P. We miss you. James Walker, thanks to everyone in the 82nd Airborne who listens every day. And I like this observation. Mike from the Fenway. Hose down Gary Danielson at halftime. The chortling in the booth after every Alabama touchdown and acting like a booster. In a related note, Auburn must be feeling like buyer's remorse, sticking with Knicks, what the Liberty quarterback does every week.
Oh, we talked about that before.
Good observation. Yep. Good email. FTM at VSiN.com. Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
He's
is
terrible.
The pom-pom Knicks. Waving for the SEC and national media for the last 10 years has been absolutely vomit-inducing.
Yep.
Nick Bogdanovich from William Hill. We'll talk about the NFL results and college from the weekend with him up next.
And get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, the lawnmower. The technology is awesome, waterproof as well. The lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN20 at manscaped.com. Love the weed whacker as well. Take care of those nose and ear hairs. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Code VSIN20. Make Santa proud. A great gift. Recapping in pocket. Mixed bag. Notre Dame, Carolina over. Great in-play opportunity as well. And I got a great number there. Bet 60. 3.5. Close 70. You could tell Carolina wasn't scoring in the second half.
Yep.
Notre Dame was ferocious defensively. Michigan State, who needs the points? How about outright? That's a winner. Boise State game was canceled. No action. Colts loser against the Titans. That surprised me. Tennessee was great. Winner with the Bills. Winner with, who played Friday? Crystal Palace, Newcastle under winner. And obviously no good with Chelsea, Tottenham over. Great call, Nigel, 14-1 there. That's in pocket for me, so a mixed bag.
Recapping what I had on Friday, one of my teasers was a winner at the time. Saints down to a pick, Packers 2.5. Loser, Jets plus 13, couldn't score one offensive touchdown for me.
Oh, that's terrible.
And Titans plus 9. Loser on the Bills, Chargers over. Did come back and win that some in pocket with that. Liberty on Friday, got that one right.
There you go.
First quarter and first half.
Great job.
And Arizona State, I'm on them minus 5 this week in college football against UCLA.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good stuff. And Palm Readers. What, he's like one. He's 10-1 his last 11 soccer plays, I believe.
Scorching hot with soccer.
Yeah. Oh, I love Leicester today. He's going to lay the goal. Okay, I laid $1.90. Leicester against Fulham? Yeah. Great minds think alike. Good job, Mike Palm. Here he comes. Nick Bogdanovich, Director of Trading at William Hill. William Hill US on Twitter. Largest in-play wagering menu every single day. Well, number one, how are you feeling? And number two, how was the handle? And take us through Thursday through Sunday.
Actually, Wednesday through Sunday, there were 65 college hoop games on Wednesday. It's been a feverish pace and insane amount of business. So a little worn out and tired. I could use a week in a Caribbean island, that's for sure. But
yeah,
going into attack it today, got all sorts of day games today, so no rest for the wicked.
You really ought to be on your toes here with these college basketball games. These totals are moving nonstop on a lot of these games.
It's exhausting just because we have so many systems. We have to move it in like 9 different states, and it's complicated. It's not even worth getting into, but yeah, it'll wear you down after a while for sure.
How was Thursday? I imagine the Cowboys losing was great. And also, how was the handle on the only game, which became New Mexico and Utah State?
Utah State handle was good. Nice outright win by the Aggies. Yeah, the Cowboy game was good. The Houston game was bad, but it was a good day because anything associated with Dallas, 10-point teasers, whatever, was fried. Quite an impressive performance on Thanksgiving to get back in the playoffs. I think the other three took care of their business, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
The Eagles have to take care of their business tonight. Giants and Redskins with the win.
How about the handle on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, when everybody's recovering, Nick? It started off with some of the games in the morning, like Iowa State and Texas. And then how about the handle in the Oregon State game? That was the only thing on in the sports world on Friday night.
Yes.
Huge handle. Ton of money for Iowa State. We lost that one. But Oregon going down outright was huge for the house. But, yeah, no, all 5 days. It was a good week for the house. So no complaints on that end for sure.
Did you won Saturday, even with Bama and Clemson and other stuff?
Yeah, the top three, if you think about it, Friday, Notre Dame, and then Alabama, Clemson on Saturday. Yeah, it was all good. All 5 days were good.
Okay.
Well, by the way, on those games, do you get pounded like first half, Clemson, everybody betting Clemson minus the points first half, same thing with Alabama?
Yeah, anytime there's a big favorite, we usually have a bigger. They just know from years and years and watching, you know, they go out, take care of business. And then they put in the subs and grind it out and get off the field. So the bettors are much more, they're way smarter than they used to be. I mean, they're so, there's shows like this, there's shows all day long. There's stuff all on, mm-hmm. You got ESPN doing stuff on TV, Fox, this, that. I mean, the bettors are much more informed than they were 20 years ago.
Oh, no doubt about that. Well said. I would think you crushed it yesterday, right? Didn't almost every decision go your way?
Yeah, I think the only two that was bad was the packing over was horrible, but
yeah,
there was
right.
One other game. But yeah, for the most part, the house had a pretty darn good day.
What was the best result Sunday?
Well, Tennessee was a bad result. There was a ton of money for Tennessee, and it was like everyone knew. I mean, I knew the Colts had two defensive starters out. I didn't know they had 11 out.
yeah. Okay, that was what was the best one then?
Raiders. That was that was Scoop Jackson.
Was it?
What a no-show.
What about how was the handle at your place?
Someone explain that one to me. Seriously.
You can't
explain that one to me.
Nick,
no
think
Burley,
about this.
No Jones. Atlanta's completely out of it and demoralized. The Raiders are coming off an impressive game against the Chiefs, and they could beat 43-6. I mean, someone has to explain that performance.
Isn't that funny, Nick? I mean, like we talked about earlier in the show, that team that we saw yesterday almost swept the Chiefs this year.
And they travel well. They play good on the road. And, obviously no fans in the dump. I mean, that is one of the most inexplicable performances of all time. It really is.
Yeah. Did you need the Rams?
There was huge professional money for Frisco. I mean, the thing opened 6.5, went down to 4. They were coming off a bye. There was a little public money on money line parlay. So I would call it a small win for us, but that was one of the smallest decisions of the day.
Any big bets to report? And also, is this parlay better who won $1 million in 2 weeks still in action?
Oh, yeah, he's got plenty of bullets. Don't know if he's got – I don't think he hit any this week. You know, our two biggest bets, believe it or not, someone played Villanova first half against Virginia Tech to win $100,000. They lost that. And a different player, believe it or not, last night played Virginia Tech first half for $100,000 against South Florida. So of all the weekend, I think the two biggest bets I can remember were $100,000. They were both on college basketball first halves with all that football and NFL action going on.
Okay.
Yeah, there was all sorts of 50s and 60s and $70,000 bets, but I think those were the two biggest bets, and you probably could have taken a zillion to one if they'd come on college basketball first half.
Right. How'd the UFC go?
We won. It was small. No major bets or major decisions. We grinded out there.
Okay. How was the golf received with Barkley and Phil?
It was good. Ton of bets. We lost to it. Of course, they took the dog there. They were going to take Barkley and Mickelson. Curry, absolutely. I could have given him two aside that day. I mean, he was bad. Maybe it was that outfit.
Yeah, I know.
What happened? Cam Newton dressed him?
Well, the guy said, how many zebras died for you to put this out? I mean, that was terrible what he was doing. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
But I love Steph Curry. Great guy. Great player. So, yeah, he just had a rough day. Hey, listen, it's tough to play on the camera. And the conditions were no picnic. It was cool and windy. So,
yeah.
We'll give Steph a pass.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Where did that Giants game rank as far as biggest decision of the year? Because I can't remember. I don't know if it was East Coast, William Hill, Jersey, or all together. But I did see a tweet. 98% of the bets were on the Giants.
It had to be Jersey. I mean, it was good here. Okay. Don't get me wrong. You had to play the Giants. I mean, since he's done for the year, their guys out, and the Giants defense is playing great. And hey, listen, at halftime it was 262 to 70 yards. Giants had been way up. I mean, they just never sealed their feet. And then when Dimes goes down, now you got to sweat to get the win. And who knows if I haven't seen the report on if he's out for a while, but that's a huge blow for him. I thought he was starting to round into pretty good form.
What'd you think of the Denver's fiasco against New Orleans?
Oh, it's terrible. I don't know. I don't want to get on it because it's political, but I just don't know how you can make a team play with no quarterback. It was what it was. It was a nice bye week for the Saints, that's for sure.
Nick, gut reaction to this. The Broncos play the Chiefs Sunday night. If they're without their quarterbacks again and they have to go with Hinton, what would you make that number?
Broncos at the Chiefs. Obviously the Chiefs would get up way early and then just plunge in the line and punt. So, I mean, I guess the first half would have to be like, I don't know, 28, I guess.
Oh my God.
We were kicking around.
What else could it be? I mean, I guess 27 and a half, but I mean, they just, it would be a mismatch, obviously. Yep. If the Chiefs came with a focused effort, they would know that they could, any time they could, one, they'd feel bad for them, and two, they'd show up and know at any time they could win the game.
Great job, my friend. Get some rest. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
See you guys.
There you go,
thanks,
buddy.
Nick.
Okay, the update that came down earlier, the NFL tweaked the schedule. You're right, Mitch. The day after Christmas is a tripleheader now. Buccaneers at Detroit, 10 a.m. followed by 49ers at Arizona, close Raiders at home against Miami.
Okay.
There is a game on Christmas. The Vikings face the Saints in New Orleans, 1:30 Pacific. And are they playing this game tomorrow?
Well, hold on. So, yeah, here's the news that we have as of 20 minutes ago. Adam Schefter tweet, NFL canceled Ravens practice scheduled for this morning. Ravens last practiced the Saturday before the Titans game and are currently scheduled to play in Pittsburgh on Tuesday night. Ravens travel plans in flux, snow forecasted in Pittsburgh on Tuesday a.m.
Yeah.
Don't know if they can make the trip or not. Canceled practice again. Looks like snow is going to be in the area for Pittsburgh. And as of right now, the entire travel plans, the itinerary for the Ravens in flux, according to Adam Schefter and other sources.
What are you going to do? You can't go Wednesday. Can't go Wednesday, Sunday.
Man.
You can't go Wednesday, Sunday.
Probably not.
Oh my God. 4 days off, and the Redskins, Washington, would have 10?
Yep. Good luck tonight.